Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Past seven. This is Monday, the 6th of May, and you're listening to Generation Next with Dil and Caitlin. How are you, Caitlin?
Good, Dylan. How are you? Dil.
Yeah, it's weird. I only get called Dylan when, like, I've done something really, really wrong.
I know, because I asked you that off air. I said, because this is kind of a new meeting tonight. This is sort of a fresh encounter, and I said, Dylan or Dil, because I feel like I'm calling you a Dil.
Well, you'll get that after a while. You'll understand that I am really just a Dil. It's like, yeah, you know, it'll come, Caitlin. It'll come.
What have we got coming up on the show tonight? We're ready to educate people in Melbourne.
Oh my gosh, we have a sick show lined up tonight. We've got two strapping young people from the Australian Youth Climate Coalition. They'll be talking about the Climate Game Change campaign.
These guys are very, very, very busy. We've got Kerry from La Trobe University and
we've also got Laura, who's like a full-time volunteer. So this is like her passion. This is her world.
Laura, you're an earth angel for doing what you do, seriously. If the world was full of people like you, man, we'd get stuff done.
Oh, absolutely.
We'd be getting out of bed for good reason.
Instead of that paycheck. and then we've also got Mimi Walewska. Now, she was going to come in to perform. However, she is crazy busy as of late. So she's just coming in for a bit of a chat.
Totally understandable. She's a rock chick.
She is. She is a mad performer. I don't know if anyone has seen her before. If you have actually seen any of Mimi's gigs and you know how crazy her performances get, then she'd send us a text, 0427-JOY-949. Call front desk on 1300-JOY-949. Or if you have something a little bit longer you want to say, shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au.
Just for those who don't know, she's performing apparently this Friday, and apparently she belts out the sounds of something from Guns N' Roses, like a Slash symphony mixed with a Tina Turner kind of
really
spin.
Tina Turner, like funk soul influences. She's crazy.
She's dynamite, baby.
Oh, she is.
Okay. And what else? What else still?
What else? We've got some amazing articles. Well, not so much amazing. It's actually been a really rough couple of days.
Particularly where you're from in Queensland. Remember, we were talking about the Great Barrier Reef. What's happening at the Great Barrier Reef?
Well, just with what Clive Palmer wishes to do with, releasing more pollution more pollution into the Great Barrier Reef. And he says that it's like, you know, it's not going to be that much of a raise, but the Great Barrier Reef is something that is really, really precious to Queensland. I mean, it has a high revenue for tourism.
Yeah, it generates a lot of profit for the state and
absolutely
for employment as well. And it's sort of an iconic landmark of our nation as well. So to be sort of creating toxic waste in that area that's such a special part of our natural terrain it's devastating.
And the young people from the AYCC, they will be talking about some issues going on in Queensland just actually really, really soon. Really soon. Yeah, that's just like how sexual that just got then. Really soon, baby.
Okay.
What was going on over the weekend for you?
For me? Yeah. Oh, God, boring stuff. I think I was out Thursday night, and that was kind of my big night. I can't say on air what I did, but it was very fun. It was in the city, and it carried on into North Melbourne late in the night. And then I actually bought a lamp. It's so boring, but I went to Adairs, and I'm a bit of a homemaker, and I've been eyeing this off, and I was quite fit, but I actually hung out a bit with my housemate, which is... We talked about this off air. Yeah. Potentially quite dangerous for those who have ever tried it, but hooking up with your housemate is probably not ideal. But it's been fun. you asked me a question. That's seriously my honest answer.
Well, that sounds like a pretty jam-packed weekend, to be honest.
Awesome.
Covered a lot of ground in there. Everything from like homeworld to...
Homeworld to exercise to hooking up with housemates. Oh, yeah.
Wow, girl, you got it on. I didn't have that extreme weekend like yourself, but I did go and check out Maximum Wolf's album launch, who is an amazing Melbourne-based producer and DJ and Melbourne treasure, I would have to say.
Whereabouts was this happening?
He played at the Meerkat in North Melbourne, and he was really good. Like, his gig was like one part rock show, one part DJ set, because he gets up there, he has his like, you know, decks going, and then he's standing there with like a guitar and then playing like really like,
oh my
I guess,
God.
Metalcore kind of riffs.
That's crazy.
But then splicing that in with like dub and D&B.
Is it all on his own? He does it.
Yeah, it's like, just him, like guitar, synths and decks.
With two arms, and he does that all. Oh my God.
And a lot of headbanging.
Multi-talented.
A lot of headbanging.
Cool.
Yeah, but he's awesome. If you ever get the opportunity to check Maximum Wolf out, I probably say go do that.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds like a done deal. You've sold it. You've sold it.
Yeah, excellent. That's how we do. So, look, we have got a whole heap coming up for our lovely people of Generation Next. But if you want to join the conversation at any point throughout tonight's show, feel free to send us in a text on 0427-JOY-949 or send us an email on onair@joy.org.au. You can also hit us up on Twitter with the @GNJOY949 tag. So, do that. We've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
94.9.
You are listening to Joy 94.9. Tonight, this is Dill and Caitlin on Generation Next, the home of news and critical information for the LGBTI youth.
Dylan, that was so well said. 14 minutes past seven. Now, the Australian Youth Climate Coalition is Australia's largest youth-run non-government organisation aiming to generate action and awareness on climate change. With around 90,000 online supporters, their mission is to build a generation-wide movement to solve the climate crisis. Whew, I got that all out.
Oh, that was really nice. I can't talk now.
North.
Tonight, joining us in studio is Laura and Kerry from the AYCC. And if you have any questions for what the Australian Youth Climate Coalition does, send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or you can tweet us on @GNJOY949. Kerry and Laura, how did you get involved with the AYCC?
Yeah, well, I guess that I feel that as humans, we really have a connection to the environment. In fact, our life, it's sustained by the environment in terms of food, in terms of water. You know, and I feel that also, in fact, I know that in the past 70 years particularly, we've really done some irreparable damage to the environment. And so I felt personally that I had some responsibility to kind of do something about that and to really change the way we develop as humans for the future. And luckily for me, I had a friend that was currently volunteering at the AYCC, and she told me about it and told me to come down. And so I just went one day, and it turns out that it's just a group of really amazing people doing some amazing work. And yeah, I never looked back since then.
So is it just a simple matter of literally signing up and kind of then getting your hands dirty?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's really
good. And there's no money, there's nothing extra required like that? No, not at all.
It's just if you're interested in getting involved, drop by the office or send us an email, and it's as easy as that.
Amazing. The Queensland government is seeking to double our coal production and exports by 2030. Wow, that's a long time away. What are the environmental ramifications if this comes to fruition?
Yeah, so the ramifications are huge, and not only for Queensland, but also for the climate in general. Like, so it has an international ramifications. So in terms of Queensland, increased coal exports obviously mean that you have to have more coal mines. And so scarring the land there in central eastern Queensland with open cut mines is going to be environmentally damaging itself. But even once you have the mines, then you still have to get it to the coast. So there's planned to be over 600 kilometres of rail that's going to have to be built to get this coal to the coast. And then, of course, at the coast, you need more ships and more ports. And it's estimated over 10,000 more ships by 2020 will be coming through the Great Barrier Reef.
And whereabouts are these ports going to be built, do you know? Like, where the ships will be coming in?
There's about 9 new port proposals on the table. For example, there's one at Keppel Bay, if you know that. There's a few at Abbott Port, all the way up the coast, pretty much extending off Gladstone as well as 9 new ones.
So what is that going to affect? That's going to affect the Great Barrier Reef.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What exactly, just for anyone who isn't aware, like what would happen if there are these mass ports being built all up and down the reef? Like what are the consequences for the reef going to be?
You're pretty much absolutely destroying the reef. And as we saw in 2010, more ships means the greater likelihood and chance of ships colliding with the reef and causing damage that way, as well as the pollution that you're like putting into the water as well, so damaging the marine life, and as well as the tourism industry. You don't want to really go to a Great Barrier Reef that's full of coal ports. You want to see some nature,
yep,
and some animals,
yeah,
but that's just not going to happen.
Because that would damage, like I know that they've said in the past that the tourism industry for the Great Barrier Reef is in the billions. So, I mean, if you take that away, that's a massive
blow to our economy. You wonder, because we're so far ahead at the moment. Our dollar's so strong and we're kind of economically quite rich. So do you think that, you know, how long do you think this is going to take effect for? Do you think this could be something that could be undone, or do you think it's going to be...
As we've seen in the past, as soon as you destroy the environment, it's pretty hard to come back from
that. To rectify it, yeah.
Okay, so there is news about... well, your campaign, which is the climate game change. The AYC, you've got this in motion. So first off, can you explain what the climate game change is for anyone who is not informed? And how would this campaign change the landscape on climate control?
So Climate Game Change is our new campaign that we've launched in 2013. So we know that in terms of climate change, we've reached a bit of a threshold. We've just reached 400 parts per million of CO2 in our atmosphere, which means we've locked in at least 2 degrees of warming, which is pretty crazy. So we know we need to change the game on climate this year. So through our campaign, we're targeting our Environment Minister Burke, who has the proposals pretty much on his desk at the moment and has the ability to make a decision not to build them. So we've been just raising awareness around the country. At the start of the year, we got people to pledge how many hours they're willing to protect the Great Barrier Reef in 2013. We've had over 160,000 hours pledged, which is incredible. That's a lot of volunteer power to try and stop these port proposals going ahead.
That needs to be congratulated. That's a massive effort.
It's awesome.
It makes us very, very proud.
Like, absolutely.
As Australians, that's fantastic. That's sort of our socialist side coming through.
Awesome.
Anyway, how long will the campaign run for? That's the next thing.
The campaign will run until Burke decides to put a halt to these port proposals, so for as long as that takes.
Wow. So, look, what are the opportunities for young people who get involved with the AYCC and, I guess, this campaign?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're having a National Day of Action that's going to take place at Federation Square this Saturday coming at 11 a.m. And so... we really strongly encourage everyone to come and bring your friends, bring your family, bring your nana, get everyone there.
Yeah. Bring your dogs.
Yeah, that's right. You know, get them to bark a little bit loud.
Well, I suppose because there's already the marriage equality rally going on, I mean, like the next hour. So, look, hey, guys, if you are in the area and you like enjoy the environment and like, I don't know, the Great Barrier Reef and other things that are amazing in Australia, then totally just drop by. So are you guys looking for signatures at 11 on Saturday?
Yeah, we are, but it's kind of much more than that as well. It's also about a show of power and about voice. I mean, if we don't say anything, then it's, you know, the Great Barrier Reef could really be gone, and also it's going to, you know, really damage the climate for everyone. And so it's really getting people there and showing to the media and then showing to key players in society that people do care about this issue and that it is something that they're willing to speak up for. And so I think that's the most important thing about it.
100%.
Absolutely. Are you going to be there, Dylan?
Oh, I'm actually going to be in Queensland. I will actually be in Queensland this weekend.
Will you be at the Great Barrier Reef? Will you
no,
be with snorkels on? And
no, I'll be with my boyfriend on the Gold Coast.
That's so romantic.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us the work that you do and obviously representing the youth, the Australian youth, and part of obviously everything that you're contributing to and you're shaping for the future. So congratulations, and I hope that Saturday goes amazingly well.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
Just before you guys duck out of the studio, I just want to know that, look, say if someone who's just hearing about this campaign or the organisation itself for the first time, how can they get involved with the organisation?
Shoot us an email at vic@aycc.org.au or check out our website gamechange.aycc.org.au. We'd love to hear from you. Cheers.
Excellent.
Kerry and Laura, thank you so much for coming in.
And hey, we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this, such as the amazing Mimi Walewska, who we'll be interviewing very shortly.
Woo! Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Here's her track, I'm Yours. Let us know what you think. 0427 Joy 949.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to the twinkiest show on Joy, Generation Next.
This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Tonight you are joined by Dill and Caitlin, and of course we're here to welcome Mimi Walewska.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Marvelously.
It's lovely to meet you over the phone.
likewise. Welcome to the show. We're very excited to have you on. I've seen a gorgeous photo of you somewhere, and I said, who is that strapping young girl?
Oh, gosh, you're too kind.
Now, Mimi, you have, so you and your band have been, oh my God, I cannot talk today.
He's too excited, Mimi.
Getting a bit hot under the collar.
I tell you what, every time I come in the studio, we just talk over each other.
I know, I heard you're getting him very excited. Let's get it out. Can you get it out?
Go for it.
Okay, so what have you and the band been working on over the past couple months?
All right, so at the moment we're pretty much like, we're just workshopping new tunes, new stuff. The EP came out last year, which was the Bonafide Electric, and that song that you guys very... I was just saying to Dylan before, it was quite flattering hearing the whole music as myself. and that was I'm Yours, which have got like this psychedelic body paint sort of film clip. But
cool.
The EP came out last year, and now it's up for free download on my Bandcamp, also on SoundCloud, so people can check out Mimi Walewska and they can get that song for free. And so pretty much just workshopping new stuff, and like the new inspiration, I guess, is a lot more like Barbarella meets Studio 54 meets Soul Train. Like, music for that.
Well, you know, I'm hearing at the moment that kind of soul is coming back in from, like, the 70s. Like, Daft Punk did a new song with Pharrell recently, and it's got that kind of awesome, that Boogie Nights kind of feel to it. Is that what you're suggesting?
Totally. I guess elements of that, but still, you know, you've got your sort of rock elements that I do, but definitely... you know, the funk is definitely coming back. Like,
thank God, get techno out and funk in. Oh,
yes.
Let's funk to funk.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I was about to say something naughty on air anyway. carry on.
That's all right. It's all right. So, yeah, like, I'm so very glad that funk is coming back. And I know, like, Bruno Mars and Janelle Monáe's definitely pioneering, I guess, on a mainstream level for, like, the females, and I've been a long-time fan of hers for about 5 years or so now. Even just one of her tunes, my graduating recital at VCA, this is, like, back in the day before anyone knew who she was, but I knew she was a gem. So maybe I'm just cool. I don't know. I don't know. but anyway, so, yeah, like, the stuff we're working on is, like... Studio 54 stuff that you can dance to and boogie and... at the moment sort of scripting and creating like an experience show and a lot more of a 3D sort of a vibe with sound bites and sort of like, you know, with the smoke machine and whatnot. And
Mimi, that sounds super vintage. So apparently new album, or is, like, this is a question I'm reading because Dill wrote it and I'm not quite sure how to do this, but new album, no. Or is this a rumour, or it's something in the pipes? He says you're performing this Friday. Is that going to be debuting your new album? I'm getting at that now.
Oh, I wish. I really wish you could. No, this Friday is, it's my birthday, actually.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So officially my birthday is on Friday, and I don't want to disclose how old I am. I finally got to that age where I'm like, I really shouldn't just be telling my age anymore.
and you don't have to. No one's asking you to. But this gig you've got going on Friday night, what have you got in store for Melbourne? What are we going to witness?
So pretty much I love the 90s, and I thought that a bunch of people would also enjoy the 90s, and so we're putting on a 90s-themed bash at Yaya's from 8 o'clock this Friday, which is on Smith Street in Fitzroy. Free entry. We're going to bring back Zupa Dupas. I don't know if you remember Zupa
Dupas. Oh, my God.
From, like, the tuck shop? Oh, my God.
Yes, I know.
Where are you getting them from? Like, head office somewhere in sort of...
This is the thing. I haven't bought them yet, so I'm really hoping...
Good luck.
I'm just, like, Wikipedia and Google Zupa Dupas, where to buy from in Melbourne. I'm hoping that Woolworths will have them. But,
amazing.
Yeah, so Zupa Dupas, free entries, some goodie bags, cake, projection.
Oh my God, cake, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I know, right?
Free and food. Hey, listen, Mimi, I'm definitely there.
Yep.
You've got to be there.
Well, look,
it's going
to
be fun.
It sounds amazing. I'm gutted that I won't be there. But, okay, who's going to be, I guess, because you've been doing a lot of DJ work lately. Like, who's in your playlist right now? Like, who are you listening to, Mimi?
Who inspires you?
Okay, literally today, this is my playlist. I've overkilled it, but this is definitely my playlist. Ready? Bad Girls by Donna Summer. A song by Midnight Juggernauts. I forget the title, but it's the new song, Ballad of the War Machine, I think it's called. I have been overkilling Led Zeppelin Immigrant Song.
Like,
I know that, like, none of them are 90s theme, but because I work as a DJ as well, professionally, I get to DJ 90s songs all the time, so I get to enjoy it anyway.
Everywhere you go, really.
Yeah, yeah. So I get to play Genuine My Pony and all these dirty, fun songs and Wannabe Spice Girls and Everybody Backstreet's Back, you know. So we're also, the bands that are supporting of Let Them Know, guys, it's a 90s theme, so everyone's going to do some covers.
Sounds
we're
like...
Sounds...
covers
too. Oh, sorry, this is me over-talking.
No, I'm just getting lined up for the next question because we're getting through. Were you doing five or am I doing six?
You can do whatever you want, sweets.
Oh, no, this is your show and I'm like, no. Mimi, happy birthday for Friday and we're wishing you a wonderful performance. Good luck and I hope that you get an amazing crew. Just can you confirm again the details for all our listeners?
Yes, so it's this Friday night at Yaya's on Smith Street in Fitzroy. It's free entry. Doors are open at about 8:30. Bring your friends. Everyone's welcome. It's just going to be one big birthday bash with your 90s favourites and some original stuff too.
Excellent.
And it's dress up, by the way.
Oh, would you have it any other way? Now, Mimi, I want to ask you just one question before we cruise on. How would you describe your music for anyone who just missed your track before?
I like to call it psychedelic disco punk funk.
Okay.
You shortened it down since last time.
I've cut off cosmic groove heaven, actually.
Cut down with the psychedelia. Mimi, I cannot wait. Well, okay, I won't be here in Melbourne, but
I've got a very gorgeous boyfriend.
Oh, you've been stalking me online.
I sure have.
Okay, everyone else who is going to that gig, I want to see photos up on the social medias. I want to be the creep online stalking
yes,
you.
Yes, please.
I'll flip it on you.
I love that. I'd be flattered.
Well, Mimi, thank you so much. I cannot wait to see you play next. Everyone else, go out there and check out her stuff. We will put a link up to Mimi Walewska onto our Gen X Facebook. Mimi, until next time, my love.
Thank you so much for having me and letting me over-talk, as I always do.
Not at all. Mimi, it's been an absolute blast. Happy birthday for Friday and have a fabulous performance.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
94.9, and tonight you're joined by Dill and Caitlin. And I think it's about time for gay school.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games, and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
Oh yeah, it is.
Let's get gay. Go gay. Okay, so Dill, tonight in gay school, what we're learning about in South Australia, they still have a law which is, we believe it's discriminative. It's now it's called gay panic. Do you want to explain a little bit, Dill, what this is?
So gay panic is where pretty much you can commit assault if you're a straight man by saying that, oh, this gay guy cracked onto me, and then that's justified me to beat him into a bloody pulp. Which was shown in Queensland last year when a man was savagely beaten by two other men in Brisbane.
And he believed, so there was a straight man said that he was being sort of sexually
forceful to two straight men. So one gay gentleman who was inebriated at the time, it was quite late in the night. And yeah, they said that he made sexual advances, and then that justified them to beat the crap out of him.
Did he admit to doing that?
I didn't really have a opportunity to, because he actually died while in hospital.
So was he therefore beaten to death?
I guess you could say from the complications.
Right.
But yeah, it's a pretty disgusting defense. Loaded with discrimination.
The defense, just to clarify, is rather than getting a murder charge, which would be the case if everyone was, say, straight.
Yep.
It's funny to think that sexual orientation plays a part, but it does. But instead, actually, they justify it in Australia in certain states to manslaughter. So
yes.
You don't get a full jail term as murder. Even though you have murdered someone, you actually get manslaughter.
Yeah, it gets downgraded. Yeah. It's pretty horrific.
So basically, what are we moving forward with then in Australia in terms of, like, South Australia obviously haven't changed that, but Tasmania, Western Australia and Victoria have all been quite forward in changing and adapting a new law?
Yes, that's correct. There is a South Australian Greens party member, Tammy Franks, introduced a bill into Parliament on Wednesday and said that while the defence had not been called on in South Australia, it still sent out the wrong message. Franks been quoted saying, "The homosexual advance defence, commonly called the gay panic defence, is an archaic law with dangerous consequences that sends all the wrong messages in the year 2013.
Well, yeah, it definitely sends the wrong message because it's basically justifying bad behaviour, which is an understatement, from gay people. And so there's a discrimination between straight, the sexual orientation being straight and gay.
But then it's quite funny how we can say that there's a gay panic defense. However, if a girl is being harassed at a bar by a guy or a bunch of guys and she happens to be a lesbian, and can you turn around in that case and then say straight panic? That's why I could, like, assault somebody. Like, obviously you wouldn't, because violence is a reprehensible thing to do. But, I mean, it just highlights the stupidity of the gay panic defense.
Absolutely. There shouldn't be such a thing as gay panic. And if there is, then there needs to be straight panic. And both of them, to me, sound like idiotic notions.
Oh, exactly. I mean, if you have to justify an act of violence, then that shows that, you know, there's something to be desired.
A violence that's so brutal that it may end up in death. I don't believe there is justification.
No, but there's absolutely not.
You know, for those listening, what do you believe, or what's your stance on this issue? 0427 Joy 949, or email us on air at joy.org.au. Or if you're game enough, do call 1-300-JOY-949. Yeah, I mean, I find this quite shocking. This is it's a revelation for me tonight. Obviously, coasting with you, Dil. This is a new experience, and this law, this needs to be changed.
I have to agree 100%. The defense has been used since 1996, when Malcolm Green was charged with manslaughter for the murder of Donald Gillies, where Gillies was stabbed to death by a pair of scissors.
Yeah, I was really shocked reading this. He'd been a victim of... He was hit 35 times and had his face banged against a wall and then stabbed with a pair of scissors 10 times. And the perpetrator, who was Malcolm Green, he got manslaughter. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so Donald Gillies died of a brutal death in this 1996, a long time ago. But it's amazing how even a situation so long ago, the law hasn't changed. It hasn't progressed since.
Absolutely. And when you look at something where it takes... you know, bludgeoning someone and then to stab them. That's not manslaughter. To me, manslaughter is like when it's
an accidental.
Accidental,
right.
Yeah. There's no accident in that. That is aggravated assault. On another note, the Labor Party candidates, MPs and even ministers are putting their faces to a new online campaign highlighting the support for same-sex marriage within the party. Rainbow Labor advocates launched Labor for Marriage Equality last month on social media sites, Facebook and Twitter, involving party members from federal, state and local government, which I think this is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, do too. I completely agree. They're very forward-thinking with social media, and I think it's really good to actually have an identity online, like a visual identity to associate what they believe in as well, not just statements written by publicists or PR.
Yeah, and especially with like Twitter, because it's such a raw formatting. I mean, we've seen like The Undoing with, say, Gaynor or Bernard, where they'll post something on Twitter, like take, for example, Bernard, where he was justifying saying that same sex or gay sex is akin to or would lead to bestiality. And
what?
And then getting on Twitter and saying, I justify everything I've said. And it's like... it can work both ways. It can be like quite a dangerous, destructive tool, or you know, you can use Twitter for good and send out, I don't know, a respectful message.
That's like anything. I mean, it goes back to sort of caveman times of talking. I mean, the old saying is, "Don't say anything nice if you haven't got." Don't say anything if you haven't got anything nice to say at all.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, these days, everything is just so accessible and kind of out there. But no, I agree with you. I'm this article is very positive. I think it's fabulous. I think it's really good.
I'd love to be able to see the, I guess, the Liberal Party, well, the Coalition, to, if they were allowed to have a consensus, if they were allowed to, you know, go out and share their own opinions. Because I think that one thing that this, I guess, highlights within the Labor Party and the difference between the Coalition and Labor is that the Labor Party actually makes itself up as a coalition of different minds, and it makes itself up as a party of different opinions, and that's how they form
Labour.
And
they seem to be able to stand up and voice those opinions.
Yes.
There's not a puppet, like a head puppet, kind of construing what they're meant to be saying or what they should or should not say.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Whereas the Coalition is still not quite there. It just seems to be a very us and them mentality,
which is not unity, and community is not community without unity. Anyway,
exactly. I like what you did there.
That was a really gay in a nice way thing to say. Anyway, guys, text in your opinions tonight. Generation Next with Dylan Caitlin, 0427 Joy 949. Email us on air at joy.org.au. What have we got coming up next, Dylan? What track are we playing?
Yeah, we're going to play Keep Us. This is by Destroy All Noise. Fairly certain they are Melbourne based, so you want to get on this? This is Generation Next.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Community.
7 minutes to eight. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9, and you're joined tonight by Dill and Caitlin.
Absolutely. Dill, we are having a few interesting discussions tonight. We had an interview
as
earlier.
As always.
Around the Great Barrier Reef, and we've had a text in from our interview with a couple of fantastic volunteers that are doing great work in the youth community in Melbourne. The Great Barrier Reef should be protected for its own sake. Please don't raise issues of tourism and money in it. Thank you for your contribution to the show. Dill, do you have a response?
I do have a response to that. And look, the Great Barrier Reef is something that needs to be protected, and it is definitely something that should have its own sake. However, unfortunately, when we have a highly business-minded government such as the Coalition in Queensland,
and we live in a capitalist society, which is essentially quite money-driven.
It is. We need to actually speak their language to be able to
communicate, perhaps, or negotiate, find you know, like level ground.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's not the main focus, but it's certainly an important focus to get a message across, maybe.
Very well put. Now, we do have another text in from Brian asking, when is the elephant coming back? I miss him or her already.
Can you explain what this is, Dill? I'm obviously new tonight. What is the elephant?
I'm not too sure. It was directed to the AYCC guest from Brian, from Collingwood, but
Brian, do you want to text in again and kind of just give us a little more information? If it's appropriate, if it's not, we can leave that one.
Yeah, we can leave that one to the imagination. Now, you've got a fantastic article for us to discuss.
Your Rights Under Fire, and this is all about the issue of polygamy, but actually in the gay, the LGBTI community. Mm. So everyone generally, I assume, would know polygamy is open relationships or a person that can have multiple marriages or multiple commitments. So this is, it says, stronger legal protections for LGBTI people could lead to legalized open bigamous marriages, creating welfare dependency and destabilizing children, a Christian school body has argued. Well, the fact that they're Christian, obviously this is going to be an issue regardless of gender.
And do you know what's funny? They always, in every time we have like a change to social structure, they always bring this up. I mean, look at when they amended the laws for adoption with single mothers, mothers that have child out of wedlock. They use the same argument that it can lead to like bigamous relationships. What's the next step? Bestiality. This is going to undo the fabric of society.
So extreme, but yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like it's sort of, it unravels the Pandora's box of sort of social issues, and then it becomes familial issues and that sort of stuff.
But when we were talking about this article, you were raising some really, really amazing points about like the older generation who may still be married.
This is the first thing that kind of came to my attention was the fact that particularly working at Joy, there are people of the older generation who had families and have kids and have got kids that are 20 or 25. They lived in heterosexual marriages for over 20 years and then they come out in their later life as gay. They identify as gay. So what happens then if they financially can't afford a divorce? Because divorces, they're costly, they're timely, they're expensive. Emotionally, the impact that that has on the structure of a family or the identity of the family's name and the children's identity themselves as well, the unit that they came from. So I think that although, you know, it wouldn't be my preference, I'm not opposed to legalise this. I think that legalising it actually might create an option for people, a very valid option.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Hey, we are so out of time, but stick around because we have Worldwide Wave coming up right after Generation Next. Woo-hoo. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.